Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Down the stretch they come. Final few minutes of Grant and Danny. Chad Dukes versus the world at 2 o'clock. We just gave you the top five around the NFL, some of the best of Sunday. How about your bottom five around the NFL? Some of the worst of Sunday. I'll get you started.
Go.
The Cleveland Browns have still not won a game. They are 0-12. I'm not a results guy. I don't know how many times I could say that. At some point, does winning a game matter? Hugh Jackson went 1-15 last year. They're on the verge of potentially going 0-16 this year. They got the Packers this weekend. Maybe they beat Green Bay. That's a winnable game. They should lose to the Ravens. Then they've got the Bears. They might win that game. Then they've got the Steelers. I would bet that they're going to win a game. But if you're 2-30 over two seasons, is it easy to sell that, hey, I know we went 1-15 last year, but we went 1-15 again this year. We made a lot of strides. It's hard to go 1-15 in this league.
Isn't it?
It's pretty hard to go 16 games in 17 weeks and only lose one of them. You're not doing something right, probably, if you're that bad. But after another loss, 19-10 to the Chargers, that's where they are. DeShone Kizer's just not that good. 15 completions, 17 incompletions. He can run around and make some plays with his feet, but in the pocket as a passer, I don't see it. Isaiah Crowell, 4 yards per carry. Duke Johnson ran 7 times for 2 yards. Chargers defense is really good.
They're for real.
By the way, the Redskins play them Sunday. They have the third best quarterback rating against this year, about 76.6. Only the Ravens and one other team better. Tough customers for Kirk Cousins and company to deal with this coming Sunday, and they're coming off back-to-back gems defensively against the Cowboys and the Browns. But 19-10 winners, Cleveland is three quarters of the way to a winless season.
You want to talk bad? I can picture a board meeting. Smith, how are the numbers? Oh, they're good, sir. We're locked and loaded. Johnson, how are the facilities? They're excellent. Elway, how's the team doing? 8 straight losses for the Denver Broncos.
Is it time to take them out of the pool? I keep saying that they're this like team that's a quarterback away. They're so good, all they need is a quarterback. If Cousins was there, they could be 11-5. I think they might actually be really bad outside of just the quarterback. And I know Simeon was god-awful yesterday, but maybe they're actually not that good.
Well, they quit, it seems to me, on Vance Joseph. Because early on, this defense absolutely played. I mean, they are good enough to beat anybody, keep them in any kind of game. They are excellent up front on defense. They've been banged up a little bit like everybody else, but they've basically said, we have no chance. So they've had some bad games. The Eagles scored 51 points, the Patriots 41. Kansas City moved the football against them as well, gave up 29 points to them. Denver's a disaster. They are terrible. They are hopeless because of the quarterback spot. I'd love to see Demaryius Thomas, C.J. Anderson, and company with a competent quarterback, even a good one. Let's see what would happen.
Simeon's line yesterday was
but he's dreadful.
Gross.
They're all bad. All three of those guys are terrible.
I think he was like 19 of 41 or 43 or something. Less than 50%. And he got picked off 3 times.
Well, they played a great defense. Oh, the Dolphins. The Dolphins were less embarrassing than you, Denver Broncos. Good gravy.
One team that's going to be hunting for a coach, I'd assume, if not, nothing makes sense, is the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
John Fox and his staff, 3-9, and they're not getting better. What's the opposite of that?
Getting worse.
Oh, they're getting worse, right?
Worse.
They've been outscored by 76 points this season. A Chicago recently here in this stretch, after losing by a point to a Niners team that couldn't score a touchdown, with Garoppolo making his first start, having been there less than a month yesterday. 31-3 to the Eagles. It competed with Detroit, lost a 27-24 game. Competed and lost to a terrible Packers team without Aaron Rodgers. Lost to the Saints, somewhat competitive. Lost and then beat the Panthers somehow. I still don't know how that happened in late October by 2 touchdowns. But here comes their stretch run now where they are falling apart at the seams. Big question for them is, did they find the right quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky? Unlike Kizer, where you don't see any flashes and you don't really see how this is going to work out, I think with Trubisky, you can see some ability.
There's something you see.
You got to look through a lot of different trees and wood lines, though. I'm not sold, man. They got a big offseason coming up, and they're going to have to start over with a new coaching staff.
As Chandler Bing once said to Joe, you have to really want to see it to look for that Trubisky silver lining. Speaking of silver linings, I don't know what if there is one. In Tampa Bay, I don't know that I've ever been more wrong about a team than I was about Tampa Bay. I've had individual moments where I've been incredibly wrong. I've been wrong about players. See Hayes, Jarvis as being the savior for the Wizards. I I believed in Tampa Bay so much. Like, they were, like, I was wearing the I Believe in Harvey Dent bumper sticker, except it was for Tampa Bay.
Harvey Dent.
I thought this team was ready to ascend. Jameis Winston, I thought he was going to mature, turn the corner. You gave him more weaponry. I thought Doug Martin would step in the Ponce de Leon fountain. I thought they had enough weapons in the backfield. I thought the two tight end look was going to be a Patriots light kind of a thing, a non-murdering version of Aaron Hernandez to go with, an O.J. Howard to go with Cameron Brate, who could already receive. You had DeSean Jackson to that mix, the best deep threat in the sport. I thought this group was going to smash people. Athletic and fast on the defense, Gerald McCoy on the interior of the defensive line, the upgrade, including Chris Baker. I was so sold on Tampa, and they've lost 7 of 9.
Where were you on September 7th?
I don't know. Specifically?
I'll tell you where you were.
Where was I?
Inexplicably, for some reason that never made sense, you were hanging out with a porn star at an NFL viewing party.
Oh, yeah.
When the Kansas City Chiefs opened against the New England Patriots.
I remember now. I was.
Yeah, you were there. The Chiefs beat the Patriots that night 42-27.
Yeah.
That is a 15-point blowout of New England. We thought, oh, that's kind of a cool thing. Maybe the Chiefs are okay. Then they beat the Eagles, who have only lost once since. Then they beat the Chargers. Then they beat the Redskins. Then they beat the Texans. They were 5-0. Since then, they are 1-6. Losses to Pittsburgh, to Oakland, to Dallas, to the Giants, to the Bills, to the Jets, and only one win against a terrible Broncos team. What happened to Kansas City?
I don't know.
6-6. And everyone says, well, their offense is completely falling apart. They can't make plays in the passing game. Alex Smith yesterday threw for 366 and 4.
Ran for 70 yards.
Yes. All on one carry, by the way. Was this? I don't know if you know that.
That was a great play.
70-yard run. So he had a total of 430 yards and 4 touchdowns in a nearly flawless performance. And they still lost despite scoring 31. This was your Redskins lose to the Vikings 38-31 kind of game. You can't do much more on offense than this. I know that Kareem Hunt has fallen off, that they don't run the ball the same. But Tyreek Hill had 2 touchdowns and a 185 through the air. Travis Kelce had 94 yards and a couple scores. That should be enough. Their defense is suddenly awful, and the Jets beat them 38-31. The Chiefs are now tied for the division lead. After leading by 3 games early, they are now tied with the Raiders and the Chargers at 6-6.
Who's winning that division? It's the worst division in the sport. And I said, that's another thing I was wrong about. I was sure that was going to be the best division in the NFL. I said, obviously, the AFC West is the best because we know how good Oakland is and that they're hopefully going to have Carr healthy the entire season. Kansas City is someone everyone forgets about. And I think the Chargers will be frisky, said a boob. Who's going to win it? The Chargers, right?
Chargers are probably going to win it at 8-8, 9-7.
Maybe they get to 9-7.
9-7 will probably win. Someone will get hot, but they play each other enough.
Yeah.
You could have an 8-8 division winner.
Oh, I'm smelling that 8-8 division winner. Someone's going to do it.
The Redskins play in the AFC West this year.
I do too.
I just love playing in playoff games, even if you don't earn them. Those are the best.
I like the debate over they didn't earn it versus, hey, who are we picking?
Rather have that.
In the draft.
If you missed any part of today's show, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Our producers, Tommy and Brendan, they earned that, okay?
At a minimum.
grantanddanny.com/audio to listen to any part of today's show. Chad Dukes versus the world comes your way at 2.
First, quickly, got to tell you about our buddies at EMP 180 Weight Loss. GP, it's no secret. I'm a graduate of EMP 180 Weight Loss. You're still going strong on the program. Thanksgiving happened. I gained a couple pounds, right? I worked them right back off. You know how? EMP 180 Weight Loss is invaluable coaching. They have given me the tools to figure out what I need to do to kind of correct the mechanism a little bit. You get out of bounds? No problem. You're able to live your life. It's not a crash diet. It's a lifestyle change.
Call them today to get started. They've got a Tyson's Corner office if you're in Virginia, which is doing great. And they've got a Rockefeller office if you're in Maryland, which is also doing okay.
They're doing fine.
855-888-0180 is the number. That's 855-888-0180. You could also go to emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com. Do what I do. I mean, you use the same equipment, the same methods, get the same numbers on your body composition that the Redskins and NFL players are getting at their complexes around the country. It's going to make you smarter about your health. It's going to make you healthier. You're going to live longer. It's EMP180 Weight Loss.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.